RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I am thrilled to have with me today an expert who is going to discuss a really innovative study he just did, all about the relationship between how you argue and your future health. Huh, there's the connection. What is the connection? Well, we have with us Dr. Robert Levinson, who received his PhD from Vanderbilt University in clinical psychology and is currently a professor in the Department of Psychology at my alma mater at the University of California at Berkeley. Go Bears, that's all I can say. All right, Dr. Levinson, welcome to Her Radio. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's nice to see that our alums are doing so well.
Yeah, we're having a good time. I mean, I'm doing everything I can. You know, there's a new building going up on campus over the School of Public Health. Guess who helped instigate that little hummer? Mm-hmm. All right. We're just all about Berkeley here. So let's go to this really interesting study on the relationship between arguing and health. Tell us about it.
So this is a study that took us 20 years to do, so it's kind of unusual in that way. And when we went into it, we knew that if you're in a bad marriage, it tends to be associated with you're not having really good health. So nobody knows, you know, which causes which, and they probably both contribute. But it's kind of a very general finding: bad marriage, people have arguments, they express negative emotions, and they get sick. And what was special about this study is, one, we looked at people for 20 years, so we really could see this process unfolding over time. Two, we studied people in middle life and late life who were much more vulnerable to physical illness. And then the surprising thing in it is that we found that there were specific emotions that if they were expressed 20 years ago when we took a snapshot of people's arguments, they led to specific health problems 20 years later. And the basic relationships were, if couples expressed a lot of anger 20 years later, they were developing heart symptoms, symptoms of heart disease. And if they sort of held their emotions back and tensed up and fought against showing anything, which we called stonewalling, then they were likely to develop back problems, muscle problems, you know, the kind, more of the aches and pains of aging.
Wow. You know, when I first read this study, which is why I had my producer immediately, you know, stalk you so we could get you on the show. I'm not even kidding you. I said, this is just fascinating research. One, because it's 20 years long, which is really shows you a trend and a pattern. Two, you're actually linking specific diseases and medical conditions, as it were, with emotion. And so it's sort of that mind-body thing, as it were. But to really look at this, when you look at something like stonewalling, to me it makes all the sense in the world as a physician, because when you're holding it in, what are you doing? Your body is tensing constantly. It's just, you know, your shoulders are up around your ears somewhere, your back is all tensed, your posture's probably gone to heck, and no wonder your back hurts so much, and your neck, and all the rest of it. So that made all the sense in the world. I have a question for you about the arguing part. When you're talking about arguing, are you talking about like really loud yelling and screaming argument, or are you talking about two people who are just having, you know, maybe a significant difference of opinion with regard to the heart disease? Because everyone argues, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, into every marriage, some rain must fall. And every couple who's ever, you know, thrown their lots together, there are going to be areas in their relationship and their lives that they disagree about. And that's actually what we did. We said, we want you to talk for 15 minutes in our laboratory about an area where you don't see things the same way. And we let them sort of tell us what it was. And so for some people, it was communication. Other people, it was how to raise kids or finances. And then we let them, we had them talk for 15 minutes to try to get somewhere, to try to make some progress. So it's kind of a snapshot of a kind of a critical incident in a relationship. We all have conflict. We all have to try to solve it together. And we have different ways we do it and different emotions that we express. Now your question is, you know, so was this kind of like civil discourse, kind of like the kind of thing you might, you know, say, well, I think this, what do you think, what do you think? Well, yeah, some couples were like that, and those were the ones who didn't get sick. But in our couples who got really angry in this, the ones who got really sick over time, we use a behavioral coding system where we slow down the videotapes of their conversation, and we look for every facial expression and every change in their tone of voice. In a 15-minute conversation, our angry couples would have up to 60 discrete moments of anger. That's four every minute. So this is a kind of, you know, it's not just getting angry, getting it out and over with and moving on, but it's a kind of a sniping, you know, over and over repetitive quality of anger. And our guess is that this is this captures what their life is like together, so that over the next 20 years, this is what they did whenever they disagreed. And it's the aggregate of these little bursts of anger. Juan can't hurt you. Ken can't hurt you. But 60 every 15 minutes over 20 years of a couple's life, it's just probably a little bit more than the system was designed to handle.
Oh, there's no question. So I think that our software program, our DNA, as it were, is not meant to be activated so often with these high levels of stress hormone that oftentimes stay up chronically, because you brought that up. It's the longevity of this, not just during the episode itself, but the fact that it's recurrent. And if anything, it just kicks you into fight and flight all the time.
Flip side of it is if we don't use it at all, if we don't use those systems, you know, those systems are there for our survival. So if we overuse them, that's bad. If we underuse them by over-controlling them, that's the stonewalling side of the story, that's not good either. So, you know, it's not like we don't want to have any negative emotions in our lives. It's somewhere in the middle there that the system is optimally utilized.
I just think that this is just an absolutely elegant piece of science. Kudos to you and your wonderful team at, of course, the best university in the world. oh, gosh, am I showing my bias again?
No, but there it is. Doing great.
Go Bears. And so what can I say? Just very briefly now, because we only have a minute. How can we use this information to improve our health? What would you recommend based upon the science?
Yeah. Well, you know, it would be nice to jump and say, if you could sort of find really angry couples and make them a little less angry, you know, it would help protect their health. We don't know that yet. That's a different kind of study. We haven't done that study yet. But we do think that this raises concerns. These are warning signs. If you're in a relationship, you know, where every time you argue, you either can't express your anger,
gotcha,
or you overexpress it. Watch out. Get
right.
help.
All
Do
right.
something about it.
I love this. I think that this is absolutely spectacular. We've been talking to Dr. Robert Levinson. He is professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of California at Berkeley. And we've been talking about the relationship between how you argue and your future health. And guess what? There's a huge relationship there. And thanks to Dr. Levinson's brilliant research, we now understand what to do. Balance, everybody. Balance. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you got a question, for crying out loud, email us at askher@radiomd.com. We want to hear from you. And whatever you do, stay well.